back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines in order. Robert of West Allis, you're up to bat. What's on your mind today, Robert of West Allis?
Morning. I just want to build upon your point with Kristen Sinema. The vote in the Senate, you know, the 48-52, the 48 that voted for the bill versus the ones that, you know, voted against removing it, they represent 34 million more people than the Republicans plus Sinema and Manchin. She's been on the wrong side of everything. She's changed her position on everything. You know, I kind of cracked up when she went down to the floor with her little bow and curtsy about, well, we don't need $15 minimum wage. Well, you know, the city she's from, Tucson, they disagreed. They just passed that the last election cycle. It's a gradual increase. But the people that she claims she's representing, they actually passed the bill. I think Biden's done the best he can with the makeup that he has going on. I just wonder about some of his advisors, whether it's Ron Klain or Bruce Reed or some of these other folks that have been in the party a long time. I just think they need to revise their thinking. I mean, yes, okay, so maybe he can break it up and get some of the stuff done. But if he can't do that, there's other things that he ran on. You know, he could reschedule marijuana. There's actually, a Senate candidate, Lou Chambers, running for Senate down in Louisiana. He's basing his whole platform on it. So there's different things I think they could be doing. It just takes a little creativity. If you can't make some progress in one area, there's some other stuff areas where they can make progress. But I've been really impressed. I was never a Biden guy. I really wanted Bernie or one of the more progressive candidates. But I've been impressed by how much he's evolved. I would think someone that, you know, has been in the Senate 40 years and is Biden's age, he wouldn't be able to evolve on some issues. But, you know, things like the child tax credit and some of these other things, you know, he's delivered them. So they definitely need to take credit and then maybe work around the edges on some of the other stuff if they can't get the main agenda passed. At least that's my opinion. Thanks.
Yeah, good, very good comments, Robert, and thank you. And yeah, he can do some things by executive order, but the problem is voting rights is the key to this thing. Sinema, this is very sad. Sinema at one time was a very, very strong Democrat. And I don't know what got into her, but she is now switched and she's opposing it and opposing even lifting the filibuster for the one vote. Whereas Mitch McConnell lifted it for Supreme Court appointments. Otherwise, he wouldn't have gotten these three characters in. And he's laughing. He told somebody, he said, I can't believe that Schumer can't get them to suspend it for the one bill. They're chuckling about it. They're chuckling about it. Very, very sad. Thank you. Going back to the lines, Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bill?
Oh, thanks. I'm actually going to dovetail with your last caller. Biden is doing a lot right. But the reason we don't hear it is Fox from day one, Newsmax, all the far-right extremists, they were spinning the wheel of trying to find chaos in the Biden administration. If you Google it and you do some research, his first year's been pretty darn good. One thing we all know, where are the riots? The riots are gone. Remember all the riots when Trump was here? That's the most obvious thing in our face. But when we hear approval ratings down, Fox and Newsmax and the far right, they're at their last step. They painted themselves in the corner. And heaven help them, and I think it could happen if warrants start getting issued for January, the January 6th commission, that they're over. They're toast. So they're up against the wall, and that's why it's getting really crazy now with all these accusations they're throwing, because as soon as the warrants come down, they aren't even viable. They will not even maintain an audience. Nobody will listen to them. They're done, even though they're holding office. But I got to touch on one more thing. Channel 12 is having an investigation into our buddy Gableman. And Gableman is just putting a deaf ear to the whole thing. He doesn't want to talk about it, nor does Voss. I called Voss's office 2 days ago about it. And they had some young intern there, and we talked. And I said, you tell your boss that if he cares about the state, he'll call me. If he doesn't, he won't call me. And I said, I'll tell you right now, he doesn't. He isn't going to call me because he doesn't care about the state. So, Matt, you know, keep carrying the torch. You're doing a great job, and you got some super listeners.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bill. Really appreciate it. Let me just respond to that quickly because it's very good stuff. Yeah, you know, on January 6th, people forget police officers were beaten up. They didn't defend themselves because they would have been killed. They were dragged down the stairs by their ankles with their heads bouncing off the stairs. One of them had his head crushed. Remember, he was screaming. Another one was being trampled to death. He said, I have four daughters. And then some people defended him. And he has had cognitive issues since. Police officers were assaulted. These are felonies. If you did that, you'd be shot, quite frankly. But even if you didn't do it, even if you weren't shot, you would be prosecuted for major felonies. When you have people like Ron Johnson, the rest of them saying they're just a bunch of fellas letting off steam, that's false. They attack police officers. They beat up police officers. People got killed, about five of them. Woman got shot. A woman got trampled to death. She got trampled to death. There were several of them committed suicide. More than 100 of them have had disabilities. What Bill is saying is correct. Those are proceeding. And if we can get, there's no question. We already have these guys gave speeches saying, go up there and do this. That's part of the conspiracy, seditious conspiracy, conspiracy to commit sedition. If the Oath Keepers can be nabbed for it, why can't Trump and Giuliani, Mo Brooks, Don Trump Jr.? It's got to happen. Going back to the lines, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks, Colin. What's my day, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Great show today. Bill always brings a lot to the table. I enjoy listening to him. I hope he's right. The insurrection January 6th was an inside job. Trump knew about it. His cronies knew about it. And money was ill-gotten from corporate people, I believe. So, yes, if they get to the bottom of this, it will change everything. Although it's a blow not to get the voter bill. That really hurts. And I can't believe two Democratic senators would ever, ever, ever vote against this. Go Packers. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Paul. Good news is the Packers by six. That's good. That's good. That and a buck will get you on the bus. Got to step it up. I'm going to win this one. Thank God it's at Lambeau. Be nice and cold, nice and crispy. Very, very crispy. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And, you know, to even put a little more perspective on it, on December 14 of 20, that's the day of the Electoral College vote, in five states, the ones that Biden won, all except Pennsylvania, so Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona, you had people put in these false elector slates. They were the same forms. They were provided by the Trump and Trump campaign. They signed certificates. Giuliani oversaw it. This just came out. He was assisted by a woman who's an anchor of the One America Now, a right-wing group. Some electors wouldn't go along. They were told to do it, and they said, no, we're not going to do it. One Republican chairman wouldn't do it. Johnny Isaacson's son in Georgia wouldn't do it. He's a legendary senator. They were all told how to get into the capitals. They were given draft language, and they're given replacements for unwilling electors. Because what happens is before the election, each side gets to designate 10 electors, and when you lose, the years go away. Well, in this case, they did not go away. So there you have it. In Pennsylvania and New Mexico, they were smart. They put in conditional statements that just said, if we are selected. So they weaseled out of criminal problems. This is forgery of a public document. Should have been prosecuted. Coming to the end of the show. Great callers as always. Have a great weekend. Go Pack. Matt Flynn directly back, same time, same place on Monday. Signing off for today.